Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not your parents.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
You ever need life advice? You could always email my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden, hayden@annaandraven.com. I was so excited, Raven. We got an email with an audio attachment on it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it was a voice message asking for advice.
Hey, Hayden. My dog chewed up one of our newest carpets, and I want to hide it from my parents. I don't know what to do. Please help.
Okay, Hayden, what do you think?
Well, I think what you can do is get, like, an old beach towel that... Make sure the beach towel is the same color as the rug. And then you could lay the beach towel over the chewed up areas on the rug.
Why would you hide it? Why would you tell her to continue to hide it? Like, I mean, wouldn't you just walk by a mom or dad and pick up the beach towel and be like, what happened to my rug?
Well, what I would do is I would first lay down the towel.
Wait, before... I would ditch the towel idea because every parent's going to see that and be like, why is there a towel randomly on the floor? What I want to know is why do you think that she would want to lie to her parents about something like this?
I would think maybe she's scared because maybe the dog was her responsibility and the parents said, like, be sure this doesn't happen.
All right. So your suggestion would be hide it with a beach towel.
Yes, but then you would get your parents to come over and you would pull out the beach towel and say, Mom, Dad, the dog chewed up the rug. What do we do?
So you're going to unveil it like a magician unveiling his magic trick. Ta-da! Look at the eaten-up rug that I've covered with this beach towel. That's the plan?
Yes.
And how do you think the parents are going to take that?
I don't know. You're my parent. How would you take that?
How do you think I'd take that?
Not very well.
What's happening here?
What is the best... this is the worst advice she's ever given, ever.
It's not one of her high points, I would say. It's kind of a good news, bad news thing, though.
Here's the good news.
Here's the good news. This towel clearly doesn't look great on this rug, but we can remove it. Here's the bad news. Underneath
Ta-da!
It, there's a bigger problem.
Right, why would you do that? And I just don't understand. And this is actually a problem that I've encountered. When they try to hide something that they've done wrong.
Okay.
With children in general.
She didn't chew the couch. Neither did the audio message person. They didn't chew the couch.
Well,
the rug.
Right. The dog did. So I don't understand why they try to hide
why
it.
Why lie?
Like the dog did it.
Blame it all on the dog.
Unless she made a good point, though. Like, what if you're responsible for the... That's like when I tell Hayden is 11, and my younger daughter, Dakota, is 19 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, can you watch your sister for 10 minutes? I have to go potty, or I have to go do whatever.
Right.
And she's like, okay. And then I come back. One day I came back, and there was crayon on all the built-ins. We have, like, white built-ins.
Right.
And she drew all over it. I said, Hayden,
right.
I told you to watch her. And she's like, you know, like a deer in headlights. So maybe if you're responsible, that was it.
Mm.
Yeah, I guess.
So, well.
I still don't know how to get rid of that crayon, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to live with it. I mean,
that's
at
how
least
it is
until
now.
They're like eight. And then
it's
teach
artwork.
Them how to paint. That
right.
would be my best advice.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't know if that's responsible parenting either, but
no.
Hey.
Yeah.
If you need advice, email me, hayden@annaandraven.com. That's Hayden@annaandraven.com. See you next week.